Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Morning, sunshine.
Thank you for being here. So today we're going to be discussing lesson 347 in A Course in Miracles workbook. And we are broadcasting to you here from blogtalkradio.com/CourseMastery, the best hour. And we will be also sharing this on our our website, and we do have a Facebook page as well, but our website is truthought.org, and you can find our Facebook page there. You can also join our mailing list there if you'd like to get news on when we're doing Zoom sessions and having conversations about this teaching, of course, which is, you know, founded in A Course in Miracles and what Jesus is teaching us here now about ourselves. Anyway, you can find us at truthought.org. And before we begin this lesson today, let's all join together here in a moment of silence and come to center. Let's take a good deep breath. Anger must come from judgment. Judgment is the weapon I would use against myself to keep all miracles away from me. Father, I want what goes against my will and do not want what is my will to have. Straighten my mind, my Father. It is sick. But you have offered freedom, and I choose to claim your gift today, and so I give all judgment to the one you gave to me to judge for me. He sees what I behold, and yet he knows the truth. He looks on pain, and yet he understands it is not real, and in his understanding it is healed. He gives the miracles my dreams would hide from my awareness. Let him judge today. I do not know my will, but he is sure it is your own, and he will speak for me and call your miracle to come to me.
Listen today. Be very still and hear the gentle voice for God assuring you that God has judged you as the child he loves. Anger must come from judgment. Judgment is the weapon I would use against myself to keep all miracles away from me.
And so it is. Again, let's come together for a brief moment of silence as we consider this important lesson. I love this teaching, and it keeps bringing us back to the clarity we discover as we realize that the Holy Spirit is said to be in A Course in Miracles textbook as nothing more than our right mind. It is our true self, and it is the part of us that is real in all sense of the word. The part of us that's never dreamt a dream of separation, the part of us that is joined with God and can be said to be, as the Holy Spirit, the capital V voice for God, the capital F friend, the capital G guide, the capital T teacher. All of those things are true, but it is our self, capital S self, our true capital I identity. And the reason I'm capitalizing all those words is because that reflects our true divinity as one with God. Just as we would always capitalize God when we're referring to our Creator, our Source. So the Holy Spirit, we understand now, is desirous of being expressed in field and form here. It's been referred to as the second coming. Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. He had joined with the Holy Spirit as the voice for love. And that's our purpose here, is to evolve through our egoic thought system and to begin to withhold our thoughts, which would be, of course, our judgments, and to move then back away from even the idea that we're capable of judgment of any kind, even of ourselves. We have no capacity to even judge ourselves in even the slightest degree. Therein lies the peace of God, Judgment is the weapon I use against myself. And of course, I'm projecting it out onto the world because it's really uncomfortable to condemn myself. And so I look for others that I think my ego can trick me into believing are more deserving of condemnation than I am. But all of that's insanity because God guarantees our sinlessness. And in that, we are safe and secure and healed. But we must be looking within and joining within with this Christ self, this Christ mind, this who we are in truth. And then as we look upon the world, it's really interesting because now we see beyond and see through the illusion for what it is. Much like a lucid dream, if we were sleeping at night and began to wake up realizing we were dreaming and remembered and came to ourselves and remembered who we really are. It's synonymous, if you will, to that type of experience. The Holy Spirit is who we truly are. And as we pull back from our commitment to the ego, we allow the space where that self can begin to then be joined with us. I believe, and my experience has been at first in feelings, ultimately in dialogue and conversation, and ultimately, as Spirit would tell us and has said, at some point, you have to realize, I am you.
This lesson brings up so much. Thank you so much for that beautiful teaching. And I'm so glad that you brought up the word insanity because that kind of was coming to my mind as well in the reading of this lesson. And, you know, having been somebody who's matriculated through the 12 steps, the second step says, came to believe a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And that particular step in 12 steps, you know, actually presumes, there's a presumption of insanity. Like, you know, that is why one would need to be restored to sanity. And that's how I view all of this, that there has to be a humbling of the ego. There has to be this recognition, you know, perhaps when you heard or read this, you know, my mind isn't sick. There might be an aspect of the self that would argue with the insane, the concept of being insane or the concept of, you know, my mind is, you know, Father, straighten my mind. It is sick. And for me, you know, in following the steps, that comes upon the recognition that my life is unmanageable. And so, you know, pain pushes, right, until vision pulls. And so the unmanageability of my life, hey, the way that I've been doing it just hasn't been working. And so there's the humbling of the ego that even my best thinking, my best mustering up of the best thoughts that I can bring to the table, just it doesn't work because I'm kind of insane. And then I also get this hit of, why would I want to keep miracles away? You know, oh, you silly human, why would you continue along the pathway that keeps miracles away? And are we trying to punish ourselves? Is it pride that gets in the way? Is it the desire of the small self to puff itself up, to be right, when it is so much easier to simply unburden ourselves and to walk forth having humbled that aspect of the self, which is so small, we've just given it so much attention, and then just to know that when the flare of anger comes, and we're told that anger is never justified. You know, there are some that would say, well, anger propels you into action and it serves a purpose. Well, it serves the purpose of helping us to recognize that we're out of love. And just as there are no degrees in you know, miracles, no levels in the miracle. They're, you know, no big or small in God is how I say it. Like, the truth applies in all situations, what we perceive as big or small. Same with, you know, a minor irritation to raging anger. It's all the same thing that we're taught in a Course in Miracles. And it all just comes from judgment. And so how simple and easy is that? And that it is indeed a weapon that I do use against myself. It always backfires. It never, ever helps in any situation in my life that I can think of. And so the humbling of the ego, the offering of it to Holy Spirit, the stepping aside and letting Holy Spirit and God lead to direct me away from this dream and the miracles that are given abound. And so listen and be still today. I've been insane. My mind's been sick. And in that stillness, I heal. In that offering, I heal. In the stepping back and letting Spirit lead, I heal. And remembering again, as Brother T is saying, it's nothing more than your right mind. So it is still you. It's just giving our attention, our focus, our desire to God, to love, to oneness, to peace. Be still and listen, for I am in the midst of thee now, in the midst of any anger, in the midst of any irritation, guiding you to release the judgment, that you may experience the miracles that you actually deserve and are worthy of, that you may receive, that you may give. Listen today, be very still, and hear the gentle voice of God, the gentle voice for God, assuring you that God has judged you as his very own, his beloved. You are still as God created you. Offer it all to God.
And so it is.
So it is.
And together, we make a commitment to stay the course. We love you, Mighty Companion. We'll be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send